No, you my don't. Only friend day four.
Your you only bitch.
Friend. I just started. You're fine.
You didn't tell me.
It's not like we were talking about anything important. We're not spilling any tea in this household.
It's very important to me. You bitch.
That's gonna be the tagline of this. Miss Gregory is very important to me, you bitch.
She's just literally my only friend during that vlog. The only person I've ever talked to.
Did you eat my teacher now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my only friend. You want gummy bear?
No. You eat all the red ones? You fucking crackhead.
They're the best.
What are those, like, are the clear ones the pineapple ones?
I don't know, but I like the clear ones too.
I didn't want three, but, like, I got three.
There's clear, then there's yellow. There's something to you.
That's his butt. This is some human centipede shit.
Leave them alone.
His head is in his ass.
Head ass goofy boy.
Oh, it's idiot's water bottle.
Zero fucks given water bottle.
There you go. I put it back. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. And these are lemon flavored. Gummy bears are so fucking hard to chew. I feel like I just swallowed them whole.
I ate all the clear ones and all the red ones.
Woo. Like, they take a lot of energy to chew.
If you really think about it, they taste like soap when you eat them.
Ew, I hate that.
Think about it. Ew,
they really do. No, but seriously.
Also, they have weird texture like soap, too.
I feel like you think you're actually chewing it. And when you swallow, you're just, like, swallowing it whole. Like,
what the fuck are you chewing it?
Like, you're not really chewing a gummy bear. Let me alone.
Are you not chewing it?
I definitely am. I just feel like it doesn't... Like, you know, like, when you chew food and, like...
Up, or are you just, like, letting your teeth just smash it? Just over and over again. You're just softening up the gummy bear. He's supposed to, like, actually bite down on it.
I'm gonna choke on it.
You shouldn't be swallowing it whole.
No, look at. Okay. No. But I feel like when you.
You
talking
about me? No. He's on a podcast now.
Okay. When you chew a gummy bear.
Yeah.
Are you live?
What?
I wish.
We should go Instagram live. I don't want to watch because everyone's at school, but you know.
Oh my gosh, my GPS said that we should go Instagram live and had to walk out of the room from him for a few minutes. So
a cute minute. No, okay, but like, seriously, gummy bears, right?
Tastes
listening?
Like soap.
Listen. Yes. When you chew a gummy bear, it doesn't feel like you're actually chewing anything. Because you're like, you're just
how
like,
are you chewing it? Just because you know you chew your water.
No.
Okay.
No.
I know that about
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, I do. But like, when you chew something else, like, you feel it getting smaller.
What about
your,
Jell-O?
Correct? Jell-O?
I love Jell-O.
What about it? I chew that.
I would hope so.
Yeah. No, my friend swallows it. Like, just
some people like
you know the cups? They just, like, shoot into their mouth and...
Well, like, do you chew Jell-O shots?
No.
I don't know. I don't drink it.
He says no.
He's got experience in
well,
this.
Well, he's the person I was asking the question to.
My sister would know this very well.
Well, your sister's not here, is she?
Thank God.
If your sister was a fish, what kind of fish would she be?
If she was a fish?
If she was a fish. No, your sister's a fish. So what kind of fish is she, Mackenzie?
Bitch.
Bitch fish.
I don't know what she would be. What's like... Great white shark. Because she's big.
I like them big.
Shut up. No, but she eats like a ravaged animal.
I was going to grab something and forgot what it was. I was like, why did I put down?
She eats like a great white. She's a bitch like a great white.
Swallowing it all.
She's a hoe okay. Like a great white. Do you think... Are great white sharks the thoughts of the sea? That would be
I don't
fucking
think
amazing.
That great white sharks are just fucking around the ocean. Google it.
Hey, Siri.
If your phone works, come on.
Shut up. You bitch. She's shy.
This is broken.
What are you talking about?
Google it.
That doesn't work.
Literally, turn your phone on. What's your password?
Oh, it worked.
I know.
It opened. It wouldn't open.
I don't like how your phone is set up.
What do you mean?
Yes?
You should have seen his face. I thought she's recording.
She is. Didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah, you just recorded, then you continued your conversation with me.
Yeah.
You
said no.
I said yes.
I was talking about Miss Gregory, and then you started your podcast.
Yeah.
Why?
What does that say?
So what is the main point of your podcast? A random
crackhead. It's me talking. It's literally the thing of it is just me chatting shit. Crackhead.
Do you have any subscribers?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Anybody you don't know?
People. Yeah.
The actual account.
Right. Fuck off. Yeah. No. Literally. I don't. No, but also I googled it and great whites are not the hoes of the sea because that's not a valid question to ask Google.
Great whites are what?
But there has to be one.
There should be a hoe of the sea.
Yes, there should be a
sea. I don't think there's like fish. I don't think that's a thing, Mackenzie. There,
no,
like there can't be like a hoe of every mammal creature in the world.
In every like,
are queen bees the hoes of bees?
Yes,
because they're like this with every. What do they call it? What are those male bees that call? Because worker bees are mostly female. What are the names of the ones that the queen bee makes
babies with? Let me call up my bee expert.
Miss Barnes. Honestly, her and her hive. No, Lexi. I don't know.
It's a bunch of high schoolers who love her.
Honestly, it is. They're like a cult.
She should get a podcast.
Yes! Miss Barnes needs to be on my podcast.
Miss Barnes' hive. There's just a bunch of middle school or high schoolers that come and talk with her.
Honestly. We talk about random stuff. I mean, you saw her shove her foot in her mouth. Literally.
I know.
But, druids? That's not right. That's the Greek mythology.
Druids? Centaur looking at us.
Druids? Are those the...
I think they're called dragons.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
No, we definitely are.
No, we are not. What are you talking about?
I'm making fun of you.
Are you sure? Because sometimes I can't tell. Okay, no. They're the fear. They're the forest sprites, right?
Sprites?
Spirits? Forest spirits? Sprites? Same goddamn thing.
No, sprites are kind of soda.
No, sprites. Fanta. Sprites is another word for spirit.
I thought of how I mispronounced it.
We were doing a chemistry lab, and we were supposed to make the color orange, and I asked Mr. Lee what kind of orange, and he said, I don't know, what kind of orange are you thinking of? I was like, Fanta orange, orange. And then he went on a rant about how he's colorblind and can't tell red from green. So he never answered my question. We took a colorblind test. He literally cannot. It was kind of funny.
You know, like, mostly
guys
get
pathetic for being colorblind. Yeah, it's a trait. We learned about it in biology.
I learned it this year. Apparently we learned it earlier this year, but I only just read the study packet.
We definitely did. Yeah, well, that's because you don't pay attention to biology less. I filled up my water bottle the other day, and Chris literally took it and drank the whole thing within, like, 30 seconds. And I was really mad about it. And he was like, now you can't have any water. And I was like, I'm gonna go, no.
I'm so dehydrated, I could do that right now. With my water bottle,
don't
that was
have
cool.
One?
Yeah, but it's not full.
Why not?
I drank it earlier. And by earlier, I mean like 7 days
you're...
ago. I'm just too lazy to fill
it
up.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
Like, you're not dehydrated if you drink it earlier. Why have you not filled up your water bottle in a week?
I'm lazy. I don't have any time.
You literally do.
When?
Throughout classes. We're going to go fill up your water bottle when we walk to math today.
Fill up my sink.
No one's drinking your sink water.
There's literally
disgusting.
Poop floating around in the bottom of it.
Hey,
it's so clogged.
That's gross.
It shouldn't be clogged. It's not clogged.
This thing scares me.
We should get...
And I think it was 84. They threw up because it's not so good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. What? That's gross.
Yeah, I stuck the vacuum cleaner over it like I always did. Oh, look. I hadn't done it in so long.
Welcome
when I walked in this class, it smelled like gasoline. I thought I was gonna die.
today.
Yeah.
I was planning to blow my gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. We blow up right now.
If I die, you know what happens to me.
If we blow up right now, you would be my favorite teacher of all time for pulling that off.
You talking about, like, you blow up a dad or the shop blows up?
If anything...
A little bit of both.
If anyone blows anything up, it's going to be Mr. Helsley. He was literally messing with chemicals the other day, and he's like, I don't know which one's which. And so he just started touching them.
Have you been in this class?
Yes. I've also been in Mr. Helsley's chemistry class, where he doesn't know anything.
Who's the loud one that had a baby shower?
Amina?
If she asked you to blow something up, she would probably go back there and blow something up herself. Yeah.
Amaya.
I don't know.
Learn your names.
Aaliyah with two A's. Extra ass.
Let's talk about that. I need a nickname. He ran and it scared me.
Lee.
Lee? The only time someone ever called me Lee was when they were comparing me to Robert E. Lee, and they're like, your nickname could be Lee. You're like that Confederate guy. And I was like, huh? No. Someone started calling me Allie. Don't know where they got that from.
I don't like that. No, your Scorpio ass is definitely an Aaliyah.
Alright, so. Chris calls me Aladdin.
I like the lemon stealing trench coat 4.
Lemon stealing 4 in a trench coat.
No, lemon stealing trench coat 4.
No.
Too many words, I can't do that.
You literally said the same amount of words, just in a different order.
Lemon stealing trench coat whore. I didn't say N-A.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You took out 2 words. I'm going to say 3. Let's go with the letters. No, but, you know, my pretty little necklace that has my...
At least you're pretty.
All right. My pretty little necklace that has my name on it. Chris thought it was a necklace that said Aladdin on it.
That too.
So now he calls me Aladdin. And so does my mom. Because she thought it was oh so funny. And she thinks Chris is hilarious.
Aladdin can fit you. You can call me Ken.
Why are we looking at grades?
No, don't pull mine up, please.
You can't be doing that bad in this class.
Yeah. Am I doing bad in this class?
Mackenzie?
I'm failing gym, so...
How are you failing gym?
I'm skipped out like a week.
Is it... Why did I say your last name was Walker?
Mr. Henderson forgot my name, and he just looked at me, and he, like, waited for me to answer. I was like, no, say my name.
Is Kaylee the only person in this class who needs to take the final?
Probably. You always say that. Oh, I better get to it, then. Don't look at us and type. I don't like that.
Ew. I hate when people can do that. Why couldn't you send those two things in one message? And why does it connect like it's one? That makes me upset. You're just gonna keep sending stuff.
Stop making eye contact with us with David. Is it really though? You ain't gotta do much.
Oh, I saw your little wedding for save the
stop. Tech in tech classroom.
In the classroom. No, I saw your little save the date thing in Miss Jackson's.
They keep getting on my
hashtags. Don't have
mirrors.
Hashtags don't have spaces between them.
Don't tell him that. Let him be the adult he is.
No, but Miss Jackson has his little save the date thing on the fridge. I don't know how many times I started that sentence without getting it out.
On the classroom fridge, right?
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's on the little freezer in the classroom fridge.
Whoever you were just. Texting or whatever that is?
Texting? It's teacher or Facebooking. You know, Saturday
is
school.
You guys aren't married yet, are
fiance.
You?
Fiance.
Fiance. It's my fiance.
How did you get along with that whole, what was it? Corduroys? Why can't I say that word?
No.
Is it corduroy? Yeah, that one. I have a really bad stutter. $85? For what?
We could have a Chancellor girl and Courtland girl room together. That is going to be a lot of bullshit.
It's... As long as they're not, like, on any sports teams, they should be fine. Spilling all the tea between the schools. I thought it was an FFA band, and I was really confused. Look at Mufasa.
My cat was scared of him.
Why can't we put Sue and Mufasa in the same cage?
One of them humped a guinea pig. You want them to get together?
Wait, no, why? Is it because they're both guys?
Yeah, won't they fight?
But they're different breeds. Is that how rabbits work?
Oh my gosh, like, if I put my chihuahua with a boxer, it's not going to fight it.
No, that's... first of all, chihuahuas are evil.
Exactly.
But like, no, like, if you put, like, a goldfish and, like, a beta fish that just happen to be males in the same tank, would they fight?
A beta fish would kill the goldfish. Beta fish hate everything.
So the issue with...
is that why you hold them alone?
Rabbits.
Yeah.
Or Sue's insane.
Sue's a little crazy. It was actually funny because Tuesday, when you brought Mufasa back and I finally realized Mufasa wasn't
there. He's sitting in the back of the classroom. That's like a really fast laugh.
We transferred all of his stuff out of the little cage he had and put it back in this one. His water bottle, you know, food, and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Look at his little poops.
Is that a granola ball? And then Sue got back.
Yeah.
And when he was drying, Sue had dried and got put back. Mufasa was still drying. And it was very end of class, and 220 got here, and Mufasa still got dry. I was like, how are that Chad? Flowers, I don't know him.
I know him. He went to my elementary school.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
He skipped the grade because he fancy.
I hollered at him, I said, Chad, put that rabbit back in that hutch in the back. Chad goes, okay, I got it.
He's so aggravating. Well, let me say that real fast.
Mufasa in that case.
Uh-huh.
And they were chasing each other around the little cage when I opened the door, Mufasa went, whoop, and hauled straight on me.
Huh. Anyway, Chad is annoying.
I like
Chad. He's so aggravated.
You have almost 20 minutes on your podcast.
He's too smart for his
but they're coming
back.
The children are being released.
No, but like, he's so aggravating. Because he's in my psych class, and all he does, whenever he thinks that he has, like, the right answer and everyone else is wrong, he scoffs and, like, looks at you like you're stupid. And
well,
he is
a genius.
So
I hope you realize that. He's always right.
Oh, absolutely not. Because I've corrected him
People
multiple
love
times.
Your snarky-ass comments that you make.
I know.
My friends talk about it all the time. They're like, your friend Aaliyah, she says some funny-ass shit in the back of our classroom well, thinking nobody can hear her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I correct him a lot because it makes me so angry. I can't stand when people think that they're right when they're not. That's my Scorpio-ness.
Yeah, I can
and
tell.
And my Capricorn moon, who hates being wrong.
You're fucking Leo.
Oh, that's right. Leo women and Leo men are very different, though. You are, which very
I don't know if I know any Leo men. I know a lot of Leo
you
girls.
You
want to
meet my
I
brother?
I hate them. No. Well, I really want to meet your family, actually.
No, you don't. They're fucking crackheads.
I love your crackhead family.
They're the worst. I hate them
more
all.
More than my own.
My sister fucked blue eyes. He keeps showing up at my house.
Oh, he's still in your life?
Well, apparently.
He's definitely in your sister's life.
My mom keeps letting him into the house. Like, he'll show up and she's like, oh, come on in.
Are we ever going to learn his name? Does he go here?
Yeah, his name's Zach. There you go. Not telling you his last name. Yeah, he's a senior here. Okay.
Water.
It is so aggravating.
Water. Does he have blue eyes?
Water.
What?
Water. Does he have blue eyes or are you just a crackhead and call him blue eyes? You're fucking
no,
fine.
He has blue eyes. Okay. They're blue-green.
That's all I need to know.
I have to pee.
Oh, and don't ask me if he's blonde or not because every single time he's like, I'm... Because he doesn't have blonde hair.
This one, okay,
he doesn't have blonde hair. Okay. He literally... Wow. Is a brunette, but he's like, I'm a dirty blonde. Like,
people call me a redhead, so.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Has isn't Zach a redhead?
I'm gonna say hi.
No.
Hi.
Isn't Zach a redhead?
Ew.
What are you doing?
Who?
Jesus? Is he redhead?
I don't know. I don't look at him. He's in my English class, but he's scary.
I think he's a redhead because you know, you do cut. You're like.
Pants on. I'm getting cold.
Why do you not have pants on?
Because I didn't wear these. Because
she's
in
how
my
else
friend?
Would she get guys to think that she's like
no, because
something?
These
were
my, we
can't slut shame on my podcast.
I will against her.
We were wearing boxes and we took pictures. So.
I am a slut. I'm allowed to slut shame. It's like only other nerds can call, like, their fellow nerds nerds.
My sister thinks she's a nerd because she has braces and she got glasses. And she's the teacher's pet. And I was like, let's stereotype some more. How about we?
I love stereotypes because most of them are right. But those bitches that hate them are so...
Open your mouth.
No. No. Her mouth is always open. You ain't gotta ask her.
Open your mouth.
That was so clear. That was so smooth. Do it again.
I'm out of the window.
Yeah, she's used to it. You see how she doesn't react to it?
Stop! No, seriously. You all right? Good. Glad she's chewing. I hope you enjoyed that gummy bear from the table. That's how gummy bears are.
Who
was
that?
It was right here. No, I promise. It was not on the floor. I was going to give it to Mackenzie. It wasn't on the floor.
Not the only
hard
thing she ever
had. Alright! We get it. She sucks dick.
No, I don't.
Never have I ever.
On God.
I don't think you believe in God. That does not mean anything.
I don't. Jesus,
I do.
Who?
Yeah, we talk about Satan's dick in here.
Just because I don't believe in God doesn't mean that Lucifer's dick isn't real.
Should
try
again.
Wait.
She wants more. Like always.
Yellow, orange, or green?
You have red, boy.
No, she ate them all.
I told you they're the best.
Hey, Kaylee, get back to lunch.
No, God, why is
she
with
that hair glass?
Where'd it go?
On the ground? I don't know.
Where'd it go?
Try again.
Please just chuck it at her as hard as you can. Just hit her.
Hello?
Hi!
Ew.
They don't want to talk.
Virginia?
Lucille's calling his fiance.
Click the wrong button.
Okay,
find
it. Got it.
She put her shoulder up to it.
Look at what happened to her.
Yep, that's what happens when you touch her.
I think I don't know how to throw anymore.
That one's a goner.
That I'm looking at her.
I'm a goner.
She made one into my mouth.
That's my senior coat. She made one into my mouth.
Do it again.
Okay.
Other cow.